not afraid of the dark. I like the dark. I love the dark. But I hate nature. I hate nature.
Once in the games, he said he dies playing.
Playing space cowboy in some back room.
Finish the game! No!
Kill him.
You are about to experience.
I can't play these video games.
I want some of the games until it dies slain.
I can't play these video games.
Games and more entertainment radio.
Alright, this is Games and More Entertainment Radio, episode 94. I'm C4.
And I'm Kobar.
Oh my god. You don't even know, okay? Seriously, how hard this is to do, okay? This didn't almost happen today, again. And it wasn't my fault this time, for real. It wasn't my fault last time when it was raining in here. Have you seen previews for that movie, Dark Water?
Mm-mm.
With Jennifer Connelly, and it's like water coming out of the ceiling in her apartment, and she's got a kid there who's like trapped, and there's some evil kid that like is attacking her kid. Have you seen any trailers or anything for this?
I don't think so.
It looks pretty good. I think it looks pretty cool. And it reminded me of that in this place. I mean, I was soaked and I was pissed. The good news is none of my shit got damaged.
Right, just the carpet.
Thankfully, because the fucking place is warped, everything pulls up in the kitchen, in the bathroom, in the hallway, so it stays out of where all electronics are and everything, you know? I thought, this is a terrible fucking week. How horrible. Things proceeded to get much worse and much more stressful for me during the course of the week, and I'll tell you what, it's been a hell of a week. And today was almost the motherfucking breaking point when we could not get the fucking shit to record again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I spent seriously about 3 hours today on this already, and I couldn't get it to record on what the guys on IRC were calling it, Studio A.
Right?
And so here, then we tried our Studio C, which is the new addition to the collection here, Becky. Everybody say hi. She's a little shuttle box type thing. Pretty nice little machine. Tried to get it working in Nopix, and we kept getting these really strange sounds and all this really crazy background noise.
Yeah, this buzz.
And it was freaking us out. And I thought, okay, well, something's just stupid. It's maybe, you know, hella beta software. The driver barely works or whatever. So we hook it up to the trusty and reliable Studio B. And I'm pretty sure that aliens were beaming something down on us or something. I didn't know what to do. We were hearing all kinds of strange noises and fighting it, changing every options and settings, and then we got weird about it. We start turning off all the electronics in here.
So then, C4, like, in just this, like, give-up move, puts his feet up on the desk, and it stops for a second. I'm like, okay, hold on. What the hell?
We're sitting in the dark, you know? Oh, God.
And so I put my hand over one of the mics, because we have two mics on opposite sides, because so that we can both have our own mic.
And I because put my we're hand, just that high-tech.
That's right.
And I total put, cost? $1.
I put my hand over one mic, and nothing happens. I put my hand over the other mic, and the buzz goes away. So it turns out that one of the mics is dead.
Our trusty, we should eBay it. That's a hell of a good idea.
The gamer mic?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Sign it or something. Instead, it's in the garbage right now, which is kind of sad, because it's going to be under a pile of bad carrots here pretty soon. So, but yeah, I've had it, because you know what? I didn't know what to do. I was almost ready to just be like, forget it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was that pissed off. I've had more stress. I didn't eat. I mean, I'm messed up, and I'm actually feeling extremely sick today, so if God forbid I get to shut up and I stop talking so much, hopefully Kobar will get to do most of the talking, because I feel like hell. I've been a wreck for 2 weeks, I'm shaking. I left work early today.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't tell anybody that, because I just wanted to sit here and try to meld. That's why I had 3 hours to work on this. Mm-hmm. I came home at 11, not like 2:30 when I pretended I came home, just because I didn't want to deal with anybody. I mean, I'm a wreck. I can't eat. I don't know what my fucking problem is, but if I could get the damn Studio A to record just fine, I'd be in a little bit better shape, because yeah. That would be two of the three issues would be all right. And yeah, the other issue was some serious real-life stuff that is definitely not cut out for this show. Definitely cut out for another show. And if anybody's ever listened to Geek Love Radio, that the last couple of weeks would be right up their alley. Yeah. I could have done weeks worth of shows with them, especially with the amount of shit that I had to talk and stuff that I had to go through and deal with and figure out. I even had to go outside. I was in nature for a while.
It even attacked you.
It did, man. It's crazy. I'm pretty sure that bee is still here, and it's just waiting. It's just. I got a sunburn. I mean, good Lord. I had grass on me and dirt, and there was little bugs, and outside sucks, particularly in the heat.
Yeah, I tend to steer clear myself.
It's bad. It is really bad. I just keep thinking of the other day when you were complaining about the heat at IRC. I was just like, is it like this everywhere in the world?
Well, it's like 108 here.
It's ridiculous. That's the word of my last 2 weeks.
Ridiculous?
Ridiculous. Every single situation I have been in is completely absurd. And it's just the most stupidest shit. And here's the best part. The apartment complex guys haven't straightened my shit out yet, so I'm like pissed still. But I can't be any more pissed about it because so many things else have fucked me up that I'm a wreck. I'm going to have a stroke tonight. I guarantee it. It gets hot in here when we're talking and, you know, I'm already lightheaded. But yeah, it sucks. So we should probably do things, you know, formally give out the website in case you don't know what it is. HWHQ.com, because a lot of people listen to this like on a podcast linked off from God only knows where on the interweb, you know, and stuff like that. And email c4.gameradio@gmail.com. That's not gamer radio like everybody thinks it is. There's only one R in there. It's game radio would be a better way to put it. Okay. And with that, we can actually start on the email, which we actually have quite a bit of, and I'm pretty happy. And this is, I guess, what happens when, you know, you're gone for 2 weeks, and then I'm so bad about checking email, you know. So I've even spoken to some of these people on IRC and had no idea 2 weeks ago they sent me an email. And I feel so bad. I really do. But we got some interesting ones in here, and there's one that I really don't know what to do with yet. But we'll figure that out when the time comes, because it should be interesting and kind of fun for us, I think, because it's never been asked, I guess. So anyway, first off, we have an email from Vex, and yo, C4 and Kobar, I was listening to, and he spells it right, game radio, like I always do, and you talked about the movie National Treasure, and I remembered that I wanted to see it a while ago, but never got around to it. Since you were saying really great stuff about this movie, I got excited and picked up the DVD, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. Mm-hmm. I watched it a few times, and it is definitely a cool movie to have in anyone's collection, even if it is Disney. I just wanted to say thank you for your movie recommendation and keep the great episodes coming. And he's from New Brunswick, Canada.
It's amazing. We got people from all four corners of the world.
We got two Canadian listeners now because Bob Nino, from years and years ago, he was actually on like episode like 14 or something. That was a long time ago. But and you saw that movie too. I don't remember what the hell we said about it. I'm not with it today. So
it's a really good movie.
It really is. And you know, Disney movies do get a pretty bad rap. You know, from
everybody?
People like us. Well, you know, like, I know quite a few people that are really into Disney movies, though.
My girlfriend is. We have, like...
Yeah, there's a great example.
We have this gigantic DVD rack, and half of it is Disney movies.
Holy crap. But well, do you have the ghetto ones, like the ones that they made?
Oh, yes.
Like the ones that shouldn't have been made, like Cinderella 2 or something? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, in her defense, she worked for the Disney store and got it all for free.
Right, right.
So she had, like... everything under the sun the entire time she worked there.
I would, too, just to be a pack rat about it. Yeah. I probably would, too. But, no, that movie, seriously, if you haven't seen that, it's just a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else Disney was responsible for? Some of the best stuff I think I remember seeing was The Three Musketeers. Remember that all them years ago with Charlie Sheen?
Right.
That's a Disney movie. I'm like, 99% sure. Hmm. See, we screwed up because we didn't take down, like, perfect notes off the interweb because we didn't know where this conversation was going to go. In fact, that would lead us right into our next email. Here, why don't you read some of this, because I'm having a hard time.
All right. I'm not very good at reading out loud.
Yeah, and I am.
Yeah, you got the little voice thing going on. I'm just, like, monotone about it. But, all right, guys.
Practice.
I was listening to episode number 93 today, and I had my 2 cents that I would like to add. One, if you think TV.com is corporate, have you seen GameSpot.com? I'm sure
GameSpot
you have.
GameSpot is bad.
Yeah, GameSpot is bad. And so is IGN.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know what, come to think of it.
But they have been for a long time. This is
yeah.
This was TV Tome, and it just got bought by corporate, and it's just like, oh. Anyway, They give out imaginary ranks for the amount of time you waste browsing their site. number two, you mentioned IMDb and TV Tone, but I didn't hear you mention RottenTomatoes.com. Personally, I'd actually never heard of
it. I actually have heard of it and only wound up there once or twice, and I found it kind of wordy. So I really don't read movie reviews.
Right.
I generally don't. I maybe will glance at something, and so I'm not into looking for a whole review, so I avoid it. You know what? I look for stuff. This is exactly why I like the old-style TV Tome thing. Cut out all the crap.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And give me just what I want to know. Who was in it? When was it made? Goofs, you know.
This is one of those many situations that most definitely less is more.
Definitely.
Anyway, granted, IMDb contains more raw information, but RT provides a better reviewing system, which in all honesty is all I'm looking for when looking at movies. Well, and that's good that you found something that appeals to you better.
I usually get information from people, you know.
Yeah, I tend to actually not trust critics.
Yeah, yeah.
They do a good job of mucking it up.
Yeah, they really do. They really do.
Regardless, good job with the show. Kind of makes you feel like you're hanging with your buddies much better than standing podcasts, which make you feel like you're listening to CNN. Standard podcast.
Oh, right. Now, see, and that's an interesting thing to bring up, too, because not only do I not like the phrase and the term, the idea, the technology was really cool. You know, whoever first thought that idea up.
Podcasting?
Yeah, to just where, you know, hey, well, like the whole, you know, you have this software that searches out, well, it doesn't search, it you subscribe to it, basically, and when you update it, their software automatically downloads the new show. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. That is really cool. I just don't like that it has to be so tied to, because everybody says, does that only work on iPods? You know, and all of a sudden you think iPod when you hear a podcast, and I better never get caught dead saying that, really. You know, like, for real. Because I know I have, and I've brought it up to people, and we're actually working on trying to figure out how to make it work for us now. But I care.
Without an iPod?
Well, no, it works without it. It's just you need the people out there need their software and their little MP3 player thing. We have to come up with the thing that, like, broadcasts that so that they can, like, subscribe to that, and then their software will go, oh, okay, because it watches that.
Right.
And I know the person who can do it, and anybody who's been to our site and saw how amazing it looks. And I remember I mentioned it before. The guy who I've been talking to him, you know, the guy who did the site, and he fucking knows everything about it, all of this. So I think that he can help with this, and that would really help out a lot of people. Because then I get, you know, emails that are like, hey, how can I get the podcast subscription for this? And I'm like, ah, well, you know, I don't know shit about this, and I don't want to on top of that. So.
By the way, that was from Toby Cloud.
Right, right. I was actually going to mention that you say that because I remember you didn't say it in the very beginning.
All right, this one's from John, and he writes, Rock on, gamers. Okay, so broken controllers. I had a Mad Catz Micron controller I threw so many times that this can take a licking. I love first party and hate third party, but Mad Catz does okay, and I get a good deal of them. Well, I think I've had some Mad Catz stuff that works pretty well.
I don't trust most of that stuff. I think the last time I bought third-party stuff was those airflow controllers because I thought the idea was so fat.
Oh, yeah, those things are terrible.
Jesus Christ, I broke, like, three of them in, like, a month.
And the fan, like, goes out in, like, a week and a half of play.
It's just, man, it's such a good idea. They need little, like, mini air conditioners in there, though, blowing Freon over your hands.
Like, the real stuff just, like,
you know, yeah, yeah.
Spurting Freon?
Every now and again, you know, yeah. Hook it up to your car or something so you don't have to constantly refill it, and you'd be set.
I go through probably a controller every 3 months or so.
Jesus.
I have three right now that are broken. When friends play Halo with me, some can't crouch or jump. Makes it kind of interesting. Anyway, nice show, John.
That's awesome. Because remember we were talking about being kind of violent with controls and whatnot. And
I have never broken a controller. Not once.
That still blows my mind.
I have the original controller from every console I've ever owned.
I broke a TV playing Street Fighter. I got that mad one day after going through, like, four controllers. And then I actually started buying these cheap Super Nintendo controllers. They were really cheap, though. They were, like, cleared hard plastic, so they shattered, you know? And that was, like, the last third-party crap I bought. After that, it was, like, 10 years until I got another third-party thing. And I don't know why. I don't like it. They just don't seem as well put together for some reason, but I broke a TV once playing Street Fighter. I get so pissed off, and I flat just kicked the shit out of that TV and knocked it off the back end of the table.
Oh,
what happened?
No.
Yeah.
Was it your TV?
It was my TV. Yeah.
That's good.
I was so mad though, and that's yeah. That was fun stuff, and I was really hoping we'd get a whole bunch of emails about people breaking their shit, but I screwed up. I was going to put it on a site so that everybody would remember, because I you know, people were, you know, in the car, they're at work and don't remember, and they think, ah, I got a story, and they don't send it in.
Right.
So, all right, we got a long email here, and I've actually talked to him on the IRC, and in fact, he was just there, and I was going to say something to him. Robo-Christian. And I think I remember making fun of his nickname one day or saying something about it, and he goes, hey, well, you can't recruit anymore, start making your own. That's awesome. So he says, hey, C4 and Kobar, got a long one here with some comments, a bit of advice, and a small plea for help. I'll try and break stuff down as best I can. Now, I warn you, this is pretty long. This is like a solid page.
It's the cushion effect.
Yeah, exactly. Cushion, you've got to run for your money here. All right. First off, want to say that I love the show. I've been listening to the archives during my days at work. I know you've said many times you find it surprising that anybody would be entertained by the show. But hey, sometimes two or more guys hanging around talking about something they care about can simply captivate people. Listening to you and Kobar, I feel like I'm sitting in on a conversation between any of my friends. Listening to guys talk about games, it's something I can get behind. I don't know if that even makes a lick of sense, but I thought you wouldn't mind hearing a kind word or two.
Well, that's what we hear people like about the format so much, and that's why we like enjoying it, because it's basically us talking to each other with the microphones
exactly,
on.
Exactly. And thankfully with notes, or could you imagine the misinformation between going on between us?
Yeah, if we didn't even bother with the notes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And you know what? No, I'm so happy to hear nice things, just because after the week, I need to be babysat for like a week so I can heal. I mean, I am screwed up. I am shattered. Now, moving along. In show 90, I believe... Oh, wait, no, I wasn't done with that yet. No, we've actually been told that before. And I'm fairly certain we had an email that said almost something just like that a while back, but I remember a long time ago, Hades even said something like that on IRC. He's like, I feel like I'm right there having a beer, you know, just talking about games, and that's awesome, because that's what I like to hear. I used to, you know, well, shit, I still listen to a ton of radio, but I remember specifically, and we're actually going to, this is going to come up in the next email, what got this started. I don't know if we never mentioned it or whatever, but... the format of certain shows are just fantastic, to where you're right there, you know, with them, and you're just listening to them talk, and sometimes it's just like, I wasn't so into the topic, or, you know, I don't care about this technology or that game or whatever, but sometimes, you know, which happens a lot, you're just like, oh my God, this is so awesome, and you listen to it a couple times, and, you know, when somebody's telling you stuff, and sometimes you learn things, not from us, but, you know, from other shows, you know. Let's see, moving along, in show 90, I believe it was you and Modem were discussing, oh no, 90, this is going to haunt me for the rest of my life, discussing the pressure-sensitive controls of the Metal Gear Solid games, and I agree, they drive me completely nuts. Metal Gear Solid 2 for the Xbox had it perfect. Since the Xbox controller's buttons have more depth to them than a DualShock 2 pad and are far better suited for pressure-sensitive nonsense, playing through MGS3 was definitely a trial of patience. Now, I never tried the Xbox version of any of these. Yeah. I've always ended up playing them on the PS2.
And I've been saying that forever. Those triggers make... infinitely better.
Yeah, I know, but he's talking about even the regular buttons. They're still deeper than the...
Oh, well, I guess.
So, because, yeah, I can't even shoot anything. I tried to play MGS2 for so long, and I can't do it. It's really messed up. It's like, just give me another button, and I'll be fine. But I can't. They don't give you that option, and I suck. And it makes it really impossible for me to play. And I hear that Metal Gear Solid 3 is, like, the game. You know, I hear nothing but good... That might just be a lot of Ribo talking. What did Dr.
Flavin.
Yeah. Thank you last night, Ribo, by the way. To put it with me crying about real life for like an hour, I just was just like, roar, just talking to him for days. That was fun. Anyway, moving along. I can't begin to recount the many times I've been hiding out in the... Oh, I thought we were done with Metal Gear. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break in the middle of that. I can't believe to recount... Begin to recount the many times I've been hiding out in the bush... training my gun on an enemy soldier when the thing would fire off on its own and I'd be hard-pressed to find another hiding spot. Moreover... trying to wield CQC effectively was laughable. I had an impossible time trying to do anything other than to slit a guy's throat. And I couldn't do anything. I really couldn't. I mean, it was terrible. And it's like, dude, I'm good at first-person shooters. I was even pretty good, you know, with Halo. Mm-hmm. And you put your, you know, into a game where you have, you know, mostly similar controls, and it all fell apart in that game for me. and I couldn't do it. Point is that I might be able to offer a little bit of relief. Logitech's wireless PS2 controller has deeper buttons than those DualShock 2, and while not perfect, make dealing with the MGS controls a good deal less of a hassle. Sadly, after prolonged use, the buttons have a tendency to stick, and after 80-plus hours of Devil May Cry 3, the square and triangle buttons on mine are more or less fucked. Not sure if you've looked into Logitech's console wares yet, but I figure it might be a worthwhile alternative for tackling the Metal Gear jungle. And, that's good to know that there's controllers out there with, you know, longer buttons, and, you know, that's really, really a good thing. And it's funny, too, because I can just see, could you imagine Devil May Cry for that long? How much ass-kicking that's going to do to your controller. You know? And seriously, though, like, I've gotten really good at this over the years, because that happens to me all the time. And in fact, it happened when I was playing, what's that game? Fucking, the car one that I like so much.
Oh, Burnout.
Thank you. I'm so screwed up. Burnout 3. When I was playing Burnout, you know, I think it was partially blood keeping the thing sticky, though, was that, you know, my controller was having issues. And you know what? Clean it out. Seriously, just unscrew that stuff. And it's, you know, sometimes it's funky and, you know, I don't know, it's crazy. You ever take apart, like, a keyboard?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all kinds of shit down there. And you got springs flying all over the place. And you can't get the wires back in where they are. But, you know, on a controller, it's just as small and tight. But if you do it right, get out, like, you got to get the tools. Mm-hmm. You know, like a toothpick, something in there. And you get, there's all kinds of nasty, funky crap in there. It's gnarly. But you know what? That usually fixes my problem, and I haven't had to buy too many controllers, and some of them just need to be replaced.
Right. Well, it's like a mouse. You have to, with the ball, old ball mouses, you had to take it out and clean off that guck that got on the,
all
on
the
rollers.
All the time. I just must have a lot of dirt here, because I remember having to scrape some of that crap off of those, like, little roller things, too. Yeah. All right, and let's see. Finally, woohoo, RPGs. I've been trying for years to get into RPGs. I've drudged through Final Fantasies 7 through 10-2. I've had a lot of fun playing Phantom Brave, currently getting my way through Star Ocean till the end of time. The fantasy element just isn't doing it for me. I suppose that's the price I pay for growing up with stuff like Transformers and Voltron. Now, I'm huge on the fantasy stuff, right? And 3 feet from where I'm sitting right now is a still fully assembled Voltron.
That show was so awesome.
It was. I wear everywhere I go a Transformers hat, a Decepticons logo, and my car has a Decepticons logo on it too. So it's not that. Unfortunately, I don't know if you're looking for an answer, trying to figure out why, you know, you don't like fantasy, but it's just that some people aren't into it.
Right.
You know, and then it just so happens that Kobar and I here really, really like, you know, the fantasy element type stuff, but at least he can get into the sci-fi stuff too.
Yeah, I like it all. All the geek stuff, it's all right up my alley. Whether it be lightsabers and spaceships or dragons and wizards.
Swords and sorcery. That's what I want to talk about. I like that shit. So anyway, I wanted to know if you could offer up any console RPG titles that are futuristic or apocalyptic. Anything other than dragons and fairies and swords and magic, I just can't do it. And this sounds like Hook speaking, you know.
Unfortunately for you, sci-fi RPGs are very rare because they generally don't do that well.
Well,
you have a few little nuggets that don't go against that. They go against that, like Fallout. Fallout did really well.
Yeah, and that was PC, though.
Right.
He's looking for console, I think he said, right? Console RPGs, yeah.
Which is even tougher.
It
because
is.
The Japanese,
they love their fantasy stuff.
Well,
and sometimes
they also like the
crazy,
sci-fi stuff, like the
sci-fi
the big
stuff.
The big robots.
Yeah, yeah, mecha.
Yeah, but you don't end up seeing a lot of RPGs based on that sort of thing.
Well, I do have one suggestion,
mm-hmm.
and I would have to say the Phantasy Star series. It is very well. You got guns and Gatling guns. You got one of your dudes as a robot. You know, it's cool. You don't have spells. You have technique, you know, it works like, you know, power and mana and all this other crap, but,
right.
Like, I'm thinking of the old one, I'm thinking of Phantasy Star 3, but the new ones, like Phantasy Star Online, crap like that was on a Dreamcast, you know, and it's pretty futuristic, it really is, it's cool, you got, like, ships and different planets, and it's, I loved the series back in the day, and I remember playing the first one and the third one a lot, and for some reason, I just, like, missed out on the second one.
You also have Xenosaga, which you haven't, which if you haven't played, you need to.
The next sentence is, I've tried Xenosaga and I wasn't digging that series much either, but mostly that's because I feel the games are way too full of themselves. So he says, that's enough out of me. Thanks for reading. Keep up the good work on the show and take care. Thank you.
I think I could see why someone would say that Xenosaga is a little full of itself.
It's Xenosaga.
For instance, you have, when you have story elements that run half hour long,
Right, in between. Jesus, you get, 45-minute cutscenes and stuff, and I'm camped out at Wolf's place, and both of us had bought it, we were on the same part, we were playing side by side there, we had two different TVs set up, I brought my shit over there, and we had a blast, and then we both get to this part where, you know, you gotta watch some video for a minute. 45 minutes later, I was just like, dude, oh my god.
Now see, I dig it. That's why I play those games.
It was cool, and I think if I was at my house, I would have busted out some popcorn, you know, instead I'm sitting on Wolf's floor.
Right.
You know, so it was just like, eh. And then I got to put up with him, you know, complaining about the length of it, you know, and so right. I think that's what made it hard for me, but I played the rest of the game by myself and absolutely enjoyed the shit out of that, and I really can't think of anything else that's a futuristic something like that. Though.
Star Ocean is, but at the same time, there's a lot of fantasy elements to it. It's kind of like a combination, much like Final Fantasy. Final Fantasy has a lot of little sci-fi elements to it. You got the airships. You got like in Seven is very techno grunge type of deal. But at the same time, it's still very fantasy.
Yeah,
it's pretty easy to find something that's not high fantasy, but something that's like straight up tech. Is pretty rare.
It's hard to see. And as much as I complain about how much stuff I see out there, I'm doing good. Because I don't see a whole lot of that kind of stuff, you know. Or I complain even more.
It just doesn't sell all that well.
And this is where this should really work out. And I'm gonna mention this because this comes up in an email here, kinda. This would be perfect. He needs to go to the forums, or IRC, and talk to other gamers,
mm-hmm.
because I guarantee there's somebody out there that thinks the same way and actually has a list of games like that and can be like, oh yeah, here's what you need, man. And then all of a sudden you've got these two people that are having a good time, they're talking, and all of a sudden we got more people in IRC and people in the forums and stuff, and I always kind of pictured it, the idea being bringing people together that like to talk about games, right? So this next email, I'm not so sure if I was, like, supposed to read this or not. Like, I think he wanted an email back, which is just fine, because this is going to be fun. Just because some of these questions. So, this is from Tornado Creator. And his site has, like, he's got, like, some shows on there, and I know he's got some of Two's stuff on there, The Ranting Griffin, if anybody's ever heard them. I think I've mentioned it before, because I think his shit is great.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Right, and you know, he's got our show on there, and he replays older episodes and stuff, so, you know, that's really awesome. You know, somebody needs to go get some stuff. We're having a bandwidth crisis over here, because we're starting to not know what to do about it, and because I couldn't do the things that I wanted to do these last 2 weeks, because something so much more important came up, and I'm very thankful for, I still didn't get to work on trying to solve this bandwidth thing like I wanted to. Go steal the older ones from his site. So I need to figure something out and get like a good list of mirrors going or something to help ease the pain, because I'm sure my host right now is like, those assholes. So anyway, it says, I'm playing old episodes of Game Radio on my site, www.angrybastards.com. A lot of my readers and listeners like your show and was wondering if you wouldn't mind answering a few questions for us. And they've got all kinds of cool stuff, all these really cool comparisons and stuff where it was like, Michael Jackson stuff, and, you know, they were making fun of him, and mm-hmm. like, a whole, I don't know, they had all kinds of stuff. I mean, it was pretty fun, but, anyway, I thought this would be kind of fun to do on the show. So, what country are you, or where are you from? And it says, country will do just fine, but, I know we've said plenty of times where we're at.
Yeah, we
so
have.
So it's no big deal to let everybody know where we are. We're in Reno, Nevada in the United States.
Right.
As much as we don't want to be, I hate this fucking place, especially now because it's so goddamn hot.
Yeah, I too am from Reno, Nevada.
Well, I'm not from here, that's where we're at.
No, from California.
Yeah, me too.
Most of the state is.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because you know what, I know a hell of a lot of people from Vegas, nobody moved there, nobody was born there, they all like moved there, it's weird. Anyway. How old are you? And I know we've mentioned this before, because we make fun of Kobar here and how he hasn't played stuff like Zelda or whatever, and I don't know why, but I'm 26.
And I'm 23.
Let's see. Why did you decide to start making Game Radio? And I could have sworn I'd told this story before.
Several times.
Have I really?
Yeah. It's a long story to
It's not that long, really.
Well, It would be for what he wants, that little...
Maybe, I don't know. Oh, you know what was so funny, too, is on his site, there was a thing, too, that was talking about our show, and it said something, we think he's from Canada, which is hilarious, because I'm actually banned from Canada.
Can never step foot in the country.
That's not a joke. If I go there, I get arrested.
Yeah.
I have to, yeah, I gotta get that taken care of. And it's not because I'm a bad person, I swear.
That's such a weird situation yes, what happened.
And the funny thing is, you can actually read that whole story. It's on the site still. When I went on that my little vacation, yeah, I took my trip. If you look at the archives, you'll see where there's not like a month date in there. You know where how the archives of the site are sorted. You'll see in there it just says like the trip or something like that. And there's this long giant fuck Canada thing in there because they don't like me and I didn't do anything wrong. But let's see, making the show. I remember listening to Hacker Mind and Radio Freak America and Off the Hook an awful lot for a long time. And I used to work graveyard shift, so it was like, you know, when a new episode of anything would be posted, I was so happy. You know, and I'd wake up and, you know, copy it to a little USB drive or burn it to a CD or whatever I had to do to make sure I got that at work, you know. And I would sit there and I listened to all kinds of stuff. And I remember listening to RFA one day and they did a gaming show. And it was just, it was great to listen to, and I just kept thinking to myself, man, somebody should do this. Too bad I don't know anybody that should do this. You know, and if somebody's getting into this now, and you look around and you're like, oh, you know, I really like listening to talk radio and, you know, crap like this, and you see, like, all this podcasting stuff everywhere, and it seems like just, I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm so involved in it, I guess. I see it more, so maybe it's not as big as I seem to think it is, but it seemed like it just took over, like, everything just in the last couple of months. But back then, it was you know, different. Now I'm talking like it was, like, the good old days or something, I know, but, like, it's not that old. Like, I don't know, it's just, I don't know, it was different. There was, it seemed like a fairly small community, too.
Right.
You know, which was great, because I got to meet and know some of these people, which was cool. You know, either people that did their own shows or that were just involved in it and stuff, and they're still out there alive and kicking. Some of them we know where, some of them we don't know where, you know. Probably ran to Canada to hide. So, I don't know. Question four. Oh, wait, no, I wasn't quite done. Anyway, so that's what really started it. And then I because me and Ode, if anybody remembers him, wanted to do something, and we didn't know what. And Ode wanted to do a comic. Well, neither one of us could draw,
mm-hmm.
right? And we found that out. So we didn't know what to do. And then I remember listening to this just thinking, God, you know, I read, you know, I remember I worked graveyard, so I seriously have like 17 subscriptions to magazines, and all I do is sit at work and read about games and stuff, and it's just what I did. And I thought, I listened to like 3/4 of that episode of RFA, and I still didn't click with me still. And I was just sitting there, and I'm like, wow, this is fantastic. And I was like, God, that's a good idea. And I almost fell out of my chair when it hit me, and I was like, I could do this. And it was like 3 a.m., and I called Hunter, because he was at work, and I was like, wake up, because he's lazy and sleeps at work, and I'm like, dude, I got the greatest idea. But that's how that happened. It was really just kind of a spontaneous thing, really. It wasn't like it was well thought out and planned either. It took us like a month after that to get it squared away, and then we just kind of started. And
I just kind of stumbled into it.
Yeah.
I worked with Wolf and was playing Final Fantasy, which these guys were playing, and just kind of happened.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I did not expect that to happen either.
No, I didn't either.
You know, I mean, it's like the very first day I meet Kobar, and we went out to eat. You know, the only reason I met you in the first place was because the servers were down, and we couldn't play Final Fantasy. And Wolf is like, no, come on, man, let's go meet my friend. And I'm like, oh, dude, I hate meeting people. I don't like going outside, and oh, Jesus, come on. And he's like, we have nothing to do. The servers are down. And I'm like, oh, right, you're right. And I don't know how that worked out. And then we did like that whole Final Fantasy thing that first time. That was something else.
I missed the episode after that, and not a single one since. Except for there was one special one I missed. But
the one of EverQuest. EG2. Oh yeah. Question four: are you gay or straight? I am straight.
As am I.
Yes, Kobar is practically married. We make a lot of jokes. It wasn't, he explained why he asked, there was a whole reason behind it, and it wasn't an insult or a God, you sound gay kind of thing. But, no, and, contrary to what my grandma may believe, hi grandma, you need a girlfriend. No, I don't. I need a babysitter and a controller, and I'll be okay. I guess I gotta see it from, you know, family's perspective, where they're just like, there's something wrong with you. You know, you're 26 and you're hell, I'll say it, he doesn't listen. Your dad was kind of a player, so why aren't you?
Right.
You know, it got him in a lot of trouble, and I learned from his dumb ass, right? But, and I just, I don't know. But, yeah, somehow that brings up some weird stuff from this week. So, moving right along, what are your favorite websites?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a weird one, isn't it? I mean, like, how do you answer that? All the places you go in the day, and I do have a pretty good answer, because I think to myself, because I use Firefox, and I have that, like, personal bar at the top, which I'm so freaking addicted to, because I never have to use that favorites drop-down crap anymore, you know? And so, just pulling it off the top of my head, you know, things that I know I visit, like, every day, I, hackermedia.net, because Kizzle does the most amazing job. I mean, that like that project of his, that idea was so great. I mean, just, you want to get media, there it is. He lists it all. Video, audio, bam, you know, hooks you up. And so it's because he did that, though, it's kept me, it's prevented me from going to the sites of the shows or the videos themselves.
Right.
So all of a sudden I find myself not going anywhere anymore because there's a one-stop place to go. You know, like MD's site, Mobile Digit. DigitalUniverse.net. Should I have a link on the site? I know I do. I can't remember off the top of my head. But I have, you know, I'm so used to using favorites, I don't type anything anymore.
Right.
You know, same idea. He lists everything there. So between those two, I don't miss anything. Because this is the kind of media that I end up taking in. You know, Slashdot. Because if I did not read something that like, taught me something every day, I'd go insane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now whether or not it's some stupid political crap, or whether or not it's something, because they have that whole games thing now, and then, I mean, how cool is it, though? You get, you know, updated on whatever's going on in the world and everything, and I've been hooked on that for years. You know, and a bunch of torrent sites, I suppose. Seeing as how I do tend to spend a lot of time collecting digital information. Random
lots
crap.
Lots of ones and zeros.
Yeah, just random crap. And it's weird because I don't go to a whole lot of... You'd think I would go to a whole lot of gaming sites, too. But I don't because I get fed up with them.
Mm.
I don't like going to, like...
Like a...
GameSpot and IGN and all. You know, I can't handle it. So you go, you know, you end up going to places like GameFAQs. You know, that's a lot better. I like going there, but I find myself not going there that often anymore. It's, I don't know why. I just, all of a sudden, my life has been very narrowed down to getting more media because I work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God. And, you know, when I'm at home, I'm trying to play games and I don't have a whole lot of time for just random surfing. And I can't do it at work like I could a couple years ago where I had. And, you know what? There is another site I still go to an awful lot, more than I should, because it's a terrible, terrible place. It's GenMay. It's GENMAY.com. And I've that's a fun forum. It's a lot of fun. I spend way too much time sitting there reading that worthless drivel. But goddamned if it isn't entertaining.
Yeah, it's interesting, all right. Now, I, on the other hand, don't really have a favorite website. I don't actually do a whole lot of surfing.
It's the Bang Bus website, isn't it?
I can't divulge. I played the fifth. No. But I will spend quite a bit of time on whatever forum happens to be associated with whatever game I happen to be playing at the time. I like to soak up information about what I'm playing. I also go to a lot of torrent sites for ones and zeros. And, you know, that's actually about it.
I know it's weird how little surfing I do anymore, and I was thinking about that the other day because it happened maybe about a month ago. I had a chance to just randomly surf. You know, I spend a lot of time on IRC. Well, I spend a lot of time talking to people, so I don't wind up getting out on the internet anymore. And I even made a joke. I said, my mommy doesn't allow me outside on the internet, you know, because I haven't, you know, there's a lot of stuff I just can't, I just don't have time to go out and seek out and take in anymore. And so
yeah, between games and a 40-hour work week.
And you're, you know, you've got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Half your time right there is gone. You know, so I can understand how you don't get out very much, but I don't have any excuse. I'm here by myself all day, you know, and I still don't even get a chance to play games that much. You know, that's funny, though, because I really think about that sometimes. When you just wander around the internet, and you, like, wind up on, like, GeoCities sites from, like, 19, you know, whatever, you know, and you're just like, this place is still around, you know, and it's got this old, outdated information.
And you wonder how in the hell web design was that primitive.
It's got, like, you know, and I keep picturing, like, a cyan background that has, like, little, like, maybe birthday candles are, like, red and yellow in the background. Like, small, though. So there's millions of them.
Yeah, just tiled,
right?
Yeah.
You know, and then you've got it, so it's, when you scroll, the background stays there and the words scroll, which are, like, yellow text, though. So
right.
You can't read
you can
it
on
the cyan thing. And there's plenty of flashing stuff and the occasional picture that doesn't have any transparencies around it. And you're just like, holy crap. You know, I just, it's mind-blowing what it looked like back then, and it's just like that.
And we loved every minute
you
of
know,
it.
Yeah, well, yeah, dude, that was amazing, you know?
And you ran across some guy that did that crappy colored font over the background. You just selected it and right on.
You could read it, yeah. Right? And it didn't bother you. And you know what? There was a time before ads, before banner ads.
Oh, yeah.
Invaded the interweb. It was a nice, happy place. But it just...
I remember when.
Exactly. Like, there's just, God, there's so much to the internet sometimes. You just think about it, you know, because, dude, you wind up in the craziest places sometimes. Shit you've never heard of before.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff that you don't want to know about sometimes, you know, and you can read it all. And then, and I don't get out anymore a whole lot because I don't have time for that random surfing, you know. So I've kind of streamlined my internet day down mm-hmm. to, you know, I need to get some information or I need to find something or, you know, I need to get some more media, you
right.
know, so I've pretty much really narrowed it down, and as far as games go, I keep thinking this is somehow related to games, this is why I keep trying to bring that up, and I don't, I guess I do what you do to an extent, where if you're playing a game a lot, you find yourself on forums reading about that game a lot, you know.
Especially with the MMORPGs.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a lot to know, and a lot of people have different views on it, and I tend to go for more of the community type aspect, chatting on IRC, checking out forums, than I do the other part of the internet.
I like to be on IRC talking to people and raping some website. This is what I do a lot. I don't know what it is, but it's just, I feel like a collector of crap sometimes, you know? It's like, I'll be...
You're the biggest digital pack rat I've ever met in my life.
It's a little ridiculous sometimes around here, but...
He could probably pave every inch of this apartment with CDs and DVDs. Used ones.
Like. It's got crap on it. And it's because I do shit like this. I get to talking with people, you know, because I get a lot of information out of people. You know, I like to talk. I've been a junkie on IRC for years now. I mean, it's disgusting how much I've wasted time on IRC, and I've infected Kobar, and, you know, it just like, screws your whole day up, but I love it. It's, and I don't like, I don't know, the forums I find is more of a waste of time than IRC, because at least on IRC I can yell at the person, and they're right there.
Right.
You know, and I can, you know, you end most arguments immediately, and at least it's really interactive. With forums, you're like refreshing all the time and waiting, and so... I'll read them, and I'll browse through them, but I don't get, like, super involved or nothing. But what I wind up doing is sitting on IRC, like I always am. And I'm usually doing, like, 48 million ridiculous things with my poor computer at the same time. And then I find out, you know, I'll come across something, you know, like a big place I love to go, and I probably should say this is one of my favorite sites, is scene.org. It's S-C-E-N-E.org. I love that fucking place. And I'm sure they hate me. Because I just absolutely suck them dry whenever I can. You know, I hop on and download, you know, 8 gigs of whatever. And I'm just like, all right, let's have it. Hook it up, you know? And I collect all this crap. So, it's like I don't need to go there so much, though. But it's like one of the best places on the internet, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, something like that. That happens a lot. Go check out the Hornet site. Go rape that whole place. Hornet.org, I think it is still. It's still up there. It's got some really cool music from way back in the day. And it's all there. You know, and stuff like that is what really ends up making me happy in the pants. So,
all right.
We spent a whole lot more time on favorite website than I ever thought. Well, you know what was happening is I'm thinking to myself, God, there was sites that I used to visit daily. Like, there was this site, emux.com.
Mm-hmm.
They had, I shit you not, every single game in the world there, a ROM available to download. And not only was it like, here's a ROM, the site was really well laid out. It had reviews and screenshots and information for everything.
Yeah, I think I remember that place.
It was like red and orangey, I think,
yeah.
For some reason. God, that fucking place blew my mind. You know, I think it was one of the best sites on the internet, you know. It's not around. It hasn't been for quite some time now, so. Unfortunately, though, and now you have to turn to this CD crap and look all over the place and places that you would never normally go. But there's been a really, 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 really big thing in the news lately. Like, in the last, like, week, it seems like this has just blown the gaming world away, and there's a reason, because it's very, very bad for us, I think. It is very bad. So, I'm sure everybody's seen it, particularly if you listen to us, you've probably heard this before. I'm sure you're hearing all about it today. Rockstar, you know, they put out Grand Theft Auto, and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, we have to talk about this because this is so big, and I'm sure everybody's already heard about it, but this has some problems with it, okay, and this is why I want to talk about it. Not because I'm shocked at what they did, because I give a shit. Mm-hmm. I don't care what they did. Okay, what they did, in case you don't know and you live under a rock, there was a sex minigame in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, and Rockstar does not have, in the game itself, you cannot access that.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is they left that information on the disc. So it's a blocked part of the game that they did not submit for rating when they did their whole thing and tried to get it rated. And, you know, of course, it's coming out rated M for mature. And somebody found that this whole thing was still in the game. I mean, your guy straight up, you know, does his girlfriend and he gets
in all kinds of crazy positions.
Yeah, and they have some pretty funny one-liners in there, you know, just to, I don't know, and you know, I guess there's a couple of them. I guess there's, like, you can go different city to city and you have different girlfriends in every right. city, you know, and it's okay. So I don't care because my thinking is this, you know, they blocked this from the game. You cannot access this in
unless
their game.
Unless you try.
Right. Unless you do something. Okay? So, you know, a parent that is you know, goes out and buys their kid this game isn't going to have to worry so much about you know, their kid playing this game, even though they shouldn't be buying them this game anyway.
And I really don't understand why it's okay that that you can blow the head off of a cop and make things gush and... But having sex with your girlfriend is not okay.
Yeah, this really, really kind of, like, seems like it's the top of the okay, now it's time to do something because games are getting out of hand pyramid. That they've, you know, and it just seems like they've attacked every other angle of it. You know, it makes you go blind because you sit too close to the screen, you damage your arms, you know what I mean, health issues. I've heard it all about games my entire life, about how bad they are. You're wasting your life, you know, you're not, I just think my parents just came out, like the soul of them just came out of me here. I'm like all of a sudden just bombarded, you know, with, it's so bad, you know, feels so good though. So now we've got this incredibly popular game that's out there with this scene in it that wasn't rated. And you can get access to it. And so, you know, no big deal. You can't get access to it unless you do something. So this guy...
On the PC version, though.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so this guy comes up with a mod for it, right? And it's like a meg download. It's nothing, right? It's pretty small, whatever it is. And it unlocks that part of the game. Okay, so what? So you went out and you did something to get access to something you knew you were doing. Okay, now whether that means that you violated maybe the DMCA because you were, you know, you're not supposed to do anything to modify it if you're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's cool to make a map for Doom, but not hack GTA or something. You know what I mean? Right. You can't do that kind of stuff. You know, here in America, they send you to jail. So now you knowingly are going to do something like this, and the responsibility should fully land, you know, with you.
Right.
Right? And the problem is we have people in this country like Hillary Clinton, Jack Thompson, and a bunch of stupid parents running the show. And Hillary Clinton, she has pretty much come out and said, you know, we're gonna figure this out and find out what happened, and has asked the Federal Trade Commission to investigate Rockstar on this. So Rockstar came out and said, look, we didn't put that in the game. Right? Now, I had a hard time buying that. Like, I was just like, no fucking way.
So a Meg download, you know, not only adds skins, voice, as well as code to get it in the game.
Yeah,
and
the whole, the models, yeah. The whole level, the audio, yeah.
That's not a Meg.
No, exactly. I don't know who they think they're lying to here, but okay, it's yeah, whatever. So they said they blamed it, and this is beautiful, on hackers.
Oh, so someone hacked in... into their whole system now, and put it on the gold disc.
Now, as if real hackers don't have a bad enough time in the media as it is. Now they've been tied to spreading, you know, sex video acts, porn? You know, video game porn to kids. Okay, you know, and this is Rockstar's fault. Okay, now Rockstar before, I like what they're doing by kind of pushing limits.
Mm-hmm.
But they really needed to watch what they were doing. And I thought they had a pretty good handle on what they were doing. Because they know what they're doing. They keep pushing it.
Yeah.
You know?
All anyone has to do is see, what, 2 years ago, Super Bowl? Janet Jackson tits fall out and the whole America flips out.
Freaks out, right? You can't do that nowadays. You can't.
Which is so wrong.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
You poor prude sons of bitches.
America's retarded. We're so ass backwards about everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just stupid. And then this has to happen. And then the company blames hackers. I can't get over that. How did they do that? You're telling me they got a hold of the Gold Master.
Yeah.
Somehow had enough time to learn how your game worked, add a whole part into the game, and then cleverly stash it in there. I don't think that. No way. I don't buy it. But that's what everybody believed because that's what they told us. So Jack Thompson, everybody knows this guy.
Yeah.
Our money-hungry lawyer friend has asked the government to regulate games. Now imagine you're going to Best Buy or CompUSA or whatever the hell you have, wherever it is that you live, and to buy your games. And they've got, like, you know, Halo behind the counter, locked up, you know, and all these, like, we ID kind of logos on their shirts and stuff. Right. Just like they do at, like, 7-Eleven, you know, because their whole thing is alcohol and tobacco and whatnot, right?
Right.
And he's asking for a $5,000 mandatory fine on this. I mean, like, you get caught selling this to a minor or, I guess, somebody under 17, but they're going to redo the system. He wants the government to come in and regulate video games and drop their own rating system on it. And, you know, it would be separated, I'm sure, by closer to probably what it really is. You know, you notice that mature is like 17 plus.
Right.
I can't think of anything. Well, and then movies, I guess, are NC-17, I guess. So I guess it is 17. But I, for some reason, I picture them, you know, making it 18, just like alcohol and what, cigarettes and, you know, alcohol at 21. They'll give you, you know, the adults-only games or whatever. But if you get caught selling this game to somebody that's not of that age, and you have to check their ID and everything, that's $5,000 right there. It's a federal crime to buy a piece of software.
Half of me says, what the hell do I care? I'm 23.
Well, right. but I don't like the direction that this is going, you know, what this opens the door for.
It sets precedent, and it's a slippery slope, and sometimes you have to fight for those things that is a small step that doesn't matter all that much, but what does that turn into? What does that lead into?
Right, exactly. This is. We're going to have people in jail for selling video games. You know, if something like this happens, you can only fine somebody so many times before you realize they're just going to keep doing it. And then we're going to have some dude in jail with the rapists and the child molesters saying, I sell software.
Mm-hmm.
I sell software and I'm a criminal. You know, that's terrible. You know, I would really get all ranty and screaming about this, and I want to, but I feel like crap, so I'm trying to not get all worked up over here. Yeah, so that's not too good. I don't know what else to say about this, though. I mean, because this is, it's absurd.
It's
ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't even know. It's...
There's definitely a feeling to it, though. Almost like a, we're screwed. That's, you know, what kind of stands out when I read these stories. And it got, okay, no, wait, it gets better now. Now, we were talking about the PC version, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's hacks for the Xbox version. I could have sworn I seen a hack for the Xbox version. And one of those gaming sites that we mentioned earlier, I'm sure. I don't remember who the hell it was. GameSomething.com, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. They, owned by IGN at some point, I bet. They, unlocked it in the PS2 version with, like, Game Shark codes.
Oh.
Right? Now, the thing of it is that clearly tells you Rockstar knows about this fully.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Game Shark code, or whatever the hell it's called now, Pro Action Replay or whatever, cannot add that crap to that game. It can modify the information and get you access to that, but it cannot add that to the game. And so now you've got this on, you know, millions of consoles out there, And a lot of people have these action replay type things, these game modifying things. You know, they use it to cheat and, you know, explore and you know, whatever.
Right.
And it just so happens that with a monster series of codes, I saw it, it was huge. You know, like the list. I mean, what you gotta type for a while, but it does unlock access to this part of the game. And Rockstar is screwed now. Because now they've lied. You know, it's not bad enough that they did it. They lied. Now that they've got the government on their ass, they got caught.
I did not put sexual relations into this game. Oh, sorry. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. I don't know what to do, because I think that we're going to lose a lot of ground. This is going to suck.
And the worst part is there's a good chance Hillary Clinton will be president next time.
Yeah, and that would really blow, too. And if she has Lieberman, I'm moving out of the... For the vice president, I'm leaving. I'm going somewhere, man. I'm going to Canada or something. So, I'll try, at least. But here's... Okay, try this on for size. I want to keep this conversation going because it really is it's a hard topic. Now, you said earlier, you know, hey, I'm, you know, 23, who cares? It doesn't affect me, right? Mm-hmm. Because you can still buy anything you want. They're not going to make it 25 years or older for a certain game, right? Of course not. But I see it as, you know, these game companies now are going to be so terrified of putting out a game with this kind of content because it won't sell that we're going to have a lot more timid type of games. You know, I mean, could you imagine a game from id Software where you don't get to kill somebody? You know, I mean, you're playing Doom and you're beating up your neighbor with a fluffy pillow, and you know they have to knock him over three times, and she says, "Oh, I'm sorry," and that's it. You shake hands and go have some lemonade.
No,
you know
that's fine, but cigarettes is a $3 billion a year industry in this country, and there's fines for selling it to minors too.
Right.
I don't see that as being a big deal.
Cigarettes has got to be more than $3 billion.
Maybe.
It's got to be.
I don't know.
That
I don't
wasn't
have
the point of the story.
No.
So, okay.
But my point is that I don't think that's a big deal. I mean, the size of the industry that is 18 and above is growing by leaps and bounds every year.
It is. It is. That's true. But if Nintendo was afraid that the next Metroid game to come out was going to get a higher rating than they, you know, with today's current rating, what does Metroid get, teen?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, which is basically a free-for-all. Doesn't matter who buys it, for the most part, it seems like. You know, teen is kind of a joke. It's just, I guess, how I see it, but they didn't have the rating until Mortal Kombat came out, and, you know,
right.
I've been playing games for years, so it didn't affect me, and I was already older than that anyway, so I didn't care. But, you know, what if, you know, now they break it down very strictly, and they say, well, now you have to be 16 or older to buy Metroid, okay? So Nintendo saying, well, let's just say most of our market is between, you know, whatever and 16. Let's just say, okay, let's say that Nintendo's done the research and they know that their market is just under, you know, for their console, under the target market for this game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to hurt the game is what's going to happen. Because they're not going to say, well, we're going to put this out anyway and hope, you know, the 5 or 10 people that have, you know, a whatever system of ours, you know, that is geared for this kind of person is going to buy that kind of game. They're not going to take that chance anymore. You know, none of these companies will take that chance.
None of these companies will take any chance, which is a big problem in my mind. But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'm really worried about this, and I'm deathly afraid of what the future brings.
I honestly don't think that this specific situation is going to cause that, but it does. It is one more step towards something that might.
It's probably going to be like the I don't know, man. This it just seems like this is huge.
I don't see this hurting sales too much.
I'm sure this won't hurt sales. I'm sure GTA is flying off the shelves. But I mean, in the future, if they institute a system where now it's a federal crime, not a slap on the wrist and you get busted by a hidden camera on 2020, you know. Now if it's a federal crime to do this, I really think that, I don't know, I guess it's just me thinking too hard about this, but I don't want that to happen, so. Anyway.
You see 16-year-old sitting in front of Best Buy. Hey, mister, come here.
I can see that, too. I can totally see that. Well, let's see. We, summertime sucks ass, and you know what? We scoured the interweb for news, and the biggest story was this Grand Theft Auto thing, and I even went looking at specific games that I knew I wanted to talk about, and
it's still fluff.
You know, yeah, most of what we read was crap, and I couldn't retain anything anyway. My brain's all screwed up today or something. I'm really not feeling okay, and I keep getting worse. And
I tried to go get some new information about Oblivion, and reading a couple articles, and all I heard was this slurping sound from the corporate. There was no real information. At least nothing that anybody doesn't already know.
So yeah, summer sucks. We saw a bunch of, you know, random crap on these websites, and I mean, I even had specific games I was going after that I knew were really cool and people would really enjoy. And I couldn't find anything I really wanted to talk about, and I might blame some of that on the fact that I'm really sick today, and I just read it and it goes right through my head, but a lot of the stuff we were reading really sucked anyway, you know, and so, I don't know, hopefully in the next week or two, you know, the heat won't be so bad, and maybe I'll be a little bit more together, and feel a little bit more enthusiasm behind doing the show and stuff today. I'm really run down and usually try to keep everything, you know, going, and I'm having a hell of a time. So if this ends up ending early this week, it's my fault because I feel like I'm dying, and it's getting worse. But the one thing that we did want to mention, at the very least, came out just a bit ago, I guess, a couple weeks, and it's a Halo 2 multiplayer map pack. Now this is really interesting because Halo, you know, 2 is a very popular game. If you have an Xbox, chances are you probably have this, you know, and I know a lot of people that play the crap out of this. And they were really excited to get this map pack. Now, it's $20. It comes with 9 new multiplayer maps. It's got like a little in-game animated deal, you know, like a little movie showing off like battles or something like that. Sounds pretty cool. It has like a making of like video of, you know, where they like interview some of the people that worked on it and stuff at Bungie or whatever. And it also has the version, and I love this, the 1.1 update to Halo 2. Which you would already have downloaded, you know, if you were on Xbox Live, but not everybody does, and they still play with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually will update your Halo 2, and it fixes some weird bugs and some cheats. So,
I think $20 for essentially 9 maps is retarded.
Now, see, this is why this is going to be a fairly decent conversation, because when I first read this, the first thing I thought to myself was, I bet this is $30. And that's why I went and looked it up. I don't know if you saw me, but I was looking it up on like a site to go buy it, like EB Games or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at the price. It's $20 and it's 9 maps. And 4 of them are... Now, this is what kind of screws up my justification for I think the price is all right. 4 of them are free right now. Like, you can hop on Xbox Live and it will download these maps for you. 4 of the 9. And Bungie has said that by the end of summer... God, that's a nice sentence. End of summer. they're all going to be free. All the maps.
So you end up paying $20 for 5 maps that you'll get in a couple months for free anyway.
But the real hardcore players want this now. This is why, like, I own the expansion pack to Doom 3, because I thought that game was fantastic. This is why I buy, you know, the expansion packs for you know, like, everything, you know, that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to prolong the experience, and, you know, who knows, even if they put it out for free later, it's like, I like, you know, having it soon, so I'm on top of it, and I can play it, you know, right away, and that's all right.
Yeah. But it just seems like they're trying to milk you.
Now 9 maps, and you said something earlier. You said, what did you say? You said 30 maps for $20 would be okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now see, when you said that, I thought to myself, boy, that would really be cool. But, you know, here's the thing. I don't know how many maps it shipped with originally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm sure it was plenty. It was probably like 20 maps or so. I'm sure it was quite a bit. I'm sure it was a lot. Now here's the thing. I remember complaining about Battlefield 2. And saying that, oh my god, it only has 12 maps. That doesn't seem like a lot of maps, does it? No, it's not, right? But you know what? It's plenty of maps. I don't see the same place twice sometimes. I'll play for hours sometimes. You know, and I was shocked. I was like, wow, you know, shit. There's plenty to do in this game. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, and I can see the argument for... It's good to be able to memorize the maps, and if you have too many, you can't do that. And so you know where things are and where the corners are and where people are camping. And but at the same time, variety is the spice of life. And I just think that a good solid amount of maps is a good thing. And especially 5 maps for $20?
Well, you're getting 9.
Well, no, but you get the 4 for free.
Well, what if you don't have Xbox Live, and let's say you and I play every day, and we live in the sticks, and we don't have the interweb. What do you do?
Yeah.
You shell out the $20, you get your version of Halo updated, you get, you know, a neat little video you can watch and some little documentary type of deal, and then you get, you know, 9 more maps that we can play the crap out of. You know? So it's not, I don't think it's that bad. And for $20, especially after thinking to myself, God, it should be $30, I would imagine, would be the price of this thing. You know, and it turns out it's $20.
I think it should be 15.
It very well should be, but I was kind of shocked that I thought it would be 30, and that's probably based on what I've been paying lately for expansion packs.
Well, expansion packs are generally $30, but you generally get more than 9 maps. You get extra player classes, you get extra guns, you get extra...
With the Doom 3 one, I think you got, like, seriously, like 9 or 10 levels. It didn't seem like that many. It didn't seem like I flew through them if it was that many, because I beat the crap out of that in just a few hours. And you get that and a gun, which I didn't like anyway. You know.
Well, I'm also used to,
Granted, I did only pay 15 for that, but remember, I thought it was, didn't I think it was 25 at the time, or 30? Because it was 30, and then when I saw it was 25, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, now granted, I'm used to MMO expansions, which are quite huge.
Right.
I'm used to, like, the Frozen Throne expansion, which is decently sized.
Yeah, it is.
I'm used to those kind of games, and so FPS... expansion packs, I can see where they're a little... I would find them to be a little lacking.
Fair enough. All right. I wanted to talk about that with you earlier, and I was like, no, we got to save that for the show, because I thought it was all right. But, last night, you mentioned this was on?
Oh, the season premiere of Season 2, Battlestar Galactica, was last night, Friday the 15th?
Yes.
And it was awesome. Anybody who likes Battlestar, anybody who likes sci-fi needs to get on this show because it's absolutely incredible.
I've never seen an episode of this, and there's probably a good reason why I'm not too into that kind of thing.
No, it actually, I'm going to go ahead and say that from a like, grandiose storyline viewpoint, it reminds me quite a bit of Lost, actually, in its quality and size.
Uh-huh.
And grandness, and it's just awesome. It's like watching one very long movie an hour at a time.
Yeah, you said something about how it kind of felt like you were watching a movie.
And it's even from sci-fi, which is general. The sci-fi channel is generally kind of show, especially their content is generally a little B-rated. You know what I mean? They don't spend a whole lot of money on it, but this Battlestar Galactica is
the sci-fi channel.
Yeah.
I think I got it. I did. I remember. I barely remember. I think we were talking about Man-Thing, like last week, that movie.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember right, I heard it was a movie made for that channel.
Oh, yeah?
If I remember, yeah, I'll have to read the email again, but yeah.
But no, if you're into sci-fi especially, or even if you're just into, like, really good drama, in my opinion, you need to check this out because it is really high-quality good stuff.
And God knows we need something out there, because there's nothing to watch, there's nothing to play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really kind of let down these days. Like, sure, you know, I'm really happy playing Battlefield 2, but there needs to be something else out there, you know, immediately that I got to get my hands on. There's not a whole lot I'm really excited about recently, and there's nothing to watch. You know, we got a few movies. That Charlie and the Chocolate Factory came out just on yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah, Raven saw it. My girlfriend saw it, and she said it was actually really good.
Really?
Yeah. Although she's... big Disney freak, likes the kiddie stuff. And
right.
So, but I might have to go, I might have to see it at some point.
I don't know about that movie.
I was a huge fan of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when I was a kid.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
See, I really wasn't. I mean, I've seen it a couple times, I'm sure, but I was never like, that movie's awesome.
I love that movie.
Now,
and
see, what I watched just like that was like Labyrinth. I saw that like
Labyrinth
500
was a really good
times
one too.
As a kid.
The headhunter scene? Flip me out. Oh, my God.
Okay, well, that's good. At least something for people to check out if they're into that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Also, what came out last night, well, I guess this morning at midnight, was Harry Potter.
Oh.
And the Half-Blood Prince.
Right.
I think that's awesome. I haven't gotten a chance to read it yet, but I'm really looking forward to getting my hands on that.
It was insanity today, by the way. The whole freaking country cares about this, and I'm like, what? Yeah, it's just, I don't get it. I mean,
that's because you haven't tried.
I don't want to. It's just, I just don't see it happening.
You're even all into the whole fantasy wizard thing.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know. Not enough blood and guts for me, I guess.
It's good.
Because I still read fantasy novels, books, I've got quite a few left, and it's just like, I enjoy them. I just never thought about Harry Potter for some reason.
There's not a whole lot of reason for us to talk about that in too depth, because anybody who cares knows.
Yeah, that's true. But apparently this is a pretty big thing, so.
last week I saw War of the Worlds. I was going to go see Batman, and then decided for you fine people I would watch something that we haven't talked about. And that was a mistake.
You hear that? He's sacrificing for you.
Okay. From a purely... what's the word I want to use? Hold on a second. From a purely suspenseful point of view, it was actually a really good movie. Spielberg and the actors did a good job of putting you on the edge of your seat and, oh my God, what's going to happen next? Especially if you don't know the story. If you had never read the book, if you hadn't watched the old movie or heard the radio thing that flipped out the country back in the 60s or 70s or whenever it was, or 50s, whenever. The suspense was actually really good. The plot sucked. Now, in its defense... This was literally one of the first sci-fi stories ever written.
Right.
I mean, the book was written in 1897.
And you know what I find hilarious is we both, like, knew this stuff before. We didn't have to, like, go look this out, right? You knew about all this before, the whole radio thing. I see, and I did, too. And I know there's listeners going, how come these two clowns know about something that happened, like, damn near 50 years ago? And they couldn't tell us who was, plays one of the girls on Friends.
Because it was a big cultural thing, and I don't know.
I just thought it was funny.
So was the girl on Friends, I guess, but...
I'm sure Friends was huge.
Yeah, but, And I can't tell you the biggest reason why I hate the plot, because it's the twist at the end.
Oh.
But it was just... Like I said, in its defense, it was very, very new sci-fi, and so the genre wasn't real fleshed out, and it's very old, and... I just didn't think the plot itself was very good. I'll put it that way.
But
basically, what's going on is you got this guy played by Tom Cruise, and he's just your average Joe. He works at the dock at the local marina, and using the cranes to take the big old crates off the ship and put them on the
right.
And so that's what he does. And
you have to have your average Joe superhero guy,
Right. Well, he's not really a superhero. Basically, he has his kids for the weekend. And he's divorced. And all of a sudden, there's this big old storm. And lightning just strikes like 90 times in the exact same spot. And he goes to check it out. And
see, we're getting better at the sound effects. And you know what's funny, too, is I do a lot of sound effects in real life.
I do, too. I get made fun of it so much.
I do,
much.
Too, all the time. Like, I just randomly, too, sometimes, people are just looking at you like, what the hell is wrong with you?
You play video games, so you need the sound effects.
Yeah, totally. Every time I come into a customer and I'll put the paper on the table and it comes out as like a karate chopper, like a whoop-psh. You know, it's just something happens, like, and I can't help it. It's the sound that should have made. It's so funny. And it's weird because we've never really gotten too into it on the show for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know either.
That's really bizarre.
But, so all of a sudden, this big old thing, this robot, just comes shooting out of the ground and vaporizing people. And basically, the whole plot of the movie is this alien race is just... destroying the humans, and they don't go into why. they just want to. And apparently these big old robots have been buried in the ground since before man existed, and I'm thinking, why, oh why, would an alien race that's that advanced bury a bunch of robots on some planet on the off chance that there's a race later on that they can conquer?
Yeah, really.
What the heck sort of sense does that make?
That's a good point.
And that's basically the story. It's these two kids and their dad trying to survive in this total onslaught.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it's very suspenseful. I'm going to go ahead and give it $3 out of $8.75.
Yeah, okay. That's, in fact, I heard from one other person this week, too, and they said about the same thing. They just were not wowed, just were not impressed too much, and just like, why is this such the, you know, amazing? And you see how they're marketing this, of course, you know, it's like the biggest movie of the year, because they spent so much goddamn money. Mm-hmm. You know, we already know what the biggest movie of the year is going to be. Dukes of Hazzard.
Well, yes.
I would hedge my bet on Batman. I would think that I'm maybe not in dollars, but I think that people would want Batman more, you know, like, or another one more than any other thing that's going to come out this summer. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I can't see Stealth 2, you know, but I could definitely see more Batman movies. Like, you can't do War of the Worlds again. You know, I don't see it. You could keep doing Dukes of Hazzard flicks, though.
No, but you really wouldn't want to.
No, but you probably wouldn't. You really probably wouldn't, you know. But, I don't know. There is another movie coming out pretty soon here, too, July 22nd. And I don't know what to think of this movie. The first time I ever heard of it was today. Okay. And I watched the trailers for it, and to tell you the truth, I can't make heads or tails out of this. It's called The Devil's Rejects.
It's just about a bunch of crazy white boys.
Right. And you've got, okay, now, but this is from our friend Rob Zombie.
Right.
I may like your music a lot, but I don't know about you, your career is.
He's had another movie, didn't he?
Yeah, House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
And what sucked was I really wanted to see that. And when it came out, Hunter saw it and was just like, that movie sucked, and I never saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was hearing from somebody today who is kind of dispositioned to like stuff like this. It's maybe a little weird.
I know people like that.
You know, yeah, and I don't know, you know, hey, that's cool, whatever. And it looks interesting, because I'm into the fucked up gory stuff in a movie like this, you know, and the mental, if they can put it in your mind that these guys are just either complete lunatics or mad about something, so that what they're doing is for a reason. And then they have some really cool, gory killing scenes and torture. That's cool with me. I like that kind of stuff. You know, as far as a movie that's, you know, supposed to be like that.
Right, right.
Give me lots of watching arms get cut off and, you know, peel your skin off and kind of crap like that. You know, I think that could be pretty cool. And this movie, it's just like, God, I can't quite figure out exactly what's going on, but it basically looks like these people just start killing people in this town,
mm-hmm.
but kind of in a gruesome way, which seems cool because that works in stuff like, you remember Natural Born Killers?
Yes.
You know, and that was a damn good movie. They played that out really well, but I really got into their heads in that movie. They really did a good job of making you get into their head too.
Well, there's something very briefly mentioned in the trailer about revenge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus, I must have blinked or something. Because I didn't catch that in the trailer at all.
It was actually, yeah, one of the words that flew up.
Oh, right, okay. You know, okay.
A story about murder and craziness and revenge.
Yeah, and I remember seeing their logo said, "This summer, go to hell." You know, because apparently it's supposed to be pretty bad and everything. I don't know. I don't know what to think of it, but I think I have to watch this, though.
I think I'll probably skip it. I'm not a huge fan of these kind of movies.
I'm going to be dragged to it is what it is.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. So, I don't think I have much of a choice, which is fine. Because, you know, I mean, it actually, I don't know. I'd like to see it and check it out, so. But I don't know about it, though. Don't know what to say. I'll have to look into it more. And, unfortunately, we're completely dry.
Yeah, we're out of steam.
You know, I'm incredibly sick still, and I think I'm getting worse by the minute, so. And
just watching him feel like that's making me feel like crap. He's got, like, the droopy eye thing going. Yeah, and I'm
not doing too good. So, we'll see you next week.
Later.
A local man has been snared in an international FBI crackdown on internet piracy. Earlier this week, investigators seized $50 million worth of pirated works. Aaron Isfeld has a story of an Edmonton man waiting to hear if he'll be charged in connection with Operation Sightdown.
I had machine guns pointed in my face and officers yelling commands.
A rude awakening Wednesday morning as the RCMP tactical unit moved in on this man's basement suite in Edmonton's South Side.
Basically anything with a wire that was an electronic device they took from the house.
We're concealing his identity because police have yet to lay charges. However, officers did seize $25,000 worth of his equipment. With search warrants in hand, RCMP removed 6 computers and 4 servers from 3 city locations he's connected with.
The ware seen is an online, underground subculture that exists solely for illegal cracking and distribution of copyright media.
The goods obtained under Operation Sightdown, an FBI crackdown on internet piracy of movies, software, and music. Federal agents targeted distribution networks in 11 different countries, executing 90 different search warrants.
Our server was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
While this Edmontonian admits to knowing about the distribution, he insists he never profited from the work he was doing.
I don't think we were doing anything wrong. We were just storing information. We weren't distributing it. So I don't see anything illegal or morally wrong about that.
This theft deprives many Americans and other workers around the globe of their right to be paid for their labor and to enjoy the value of their hard work.
RCMP say charges could be laid as early as next week. Aaron Isfeld, CFRN News.
2 Calgary homes were also targeted in Wednesday's raid. RCMP K Division tells CFRN customs officers are going through the computer equipment trying to determine what kind of charges will be laid.